Vote Drive Time Sports for the Gazette's Best of the Spring Sports Radio Show.
Vote now, people!
Because if there was a category for Best Sports Radio Listener, we'd vote for you. Vote now. ExtraSports1300.com.
Drive Time Sports here on your home for the 2018 Winter Olympics, Extra Sports 1300. We've got those daily vignettes going, countdown to Pyeongchang, and then our coverage starts in full force on February 9th with hourly updates. We'll have a nightly wrap-up show. We will have both men's and women's ice hockey for the United States through the medal round, so we got you covered for those, what, 2.5 weeks over in South Korea. So just keep it locked.
Were we going to do an in-studio Olympic competition too here?
That is in the works.
Okay, cool, because that'd be fun.
Carpet curling.
Exactly.
Is what I'm looking for.
Pong.
And it's a great way to there is a great way to kick off the Olympic season, if you will, on February 9th. The Sports Corp is throwing the downtown Pyeongchang Olympic celebration, and to tell us more about it and to tell me the correct order of those words is Jeff Mosier, Special Projects Manager for the Sports Corp. I think I conveyed the general idea of what it is, Jeff.
I think people have figured out exactly what you were saying, Ryan. I think that they're good to go. So it is the Pyeongchang Olympic downtown celebration. So we started doing these in, with the London Games, and it's really a way for the community to appreciate and recognize their affiliation with the Olympic Committee and the Olympic Training Center here in Colorado Springs. And, of course, now with Olympic City USA's brand.
And you bring up an interesting point, because I think it's worth noting that, and we'll talk about the guest of honor, the really special guest that you guys will have down there in just a moment. But the Olympic bodies here in town get behind it, too. It's not a bunch of although we'd have some fun anyway, but the Olympic bodies here in town really get behind this celebration too, and they're going to be down there as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of Olympic sports that because their offices are right here, they participate, and they're obviously the summer games are a little bit more participatory in the winter celebration and the winter games in the summer because they're here. But we've got figure skating, and they love coming into this event. It's great for them.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, there you have one guest of honor, special guest. A lot of our listeners will know this name, Eric Heiden. Really an Olympic legend is going to be downtown, and that will be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun. So we're going to have a torch march. So we've got a torch that Eric's going to carry, and he'll walk down Tejon Street, and we've got a cauldron on the NBC stage that he'll light up, and it's our Olympic City USA cauldron. And that'll kind of kick off the event. So that lighting takes place at about 5:30, 5:28 on the 9th. And Eric's great, and we're really happy to have him here. He obviously blew away everyone in 1980.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Placid.
Without question, man, that guy was just amazing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 golds.
Yeah, so the medal count went this way, and you guys know what a medal count is. The top gold medal winners for that game was Russia with 10, China with 9, and Eric Heiden with 5. So Eric Heiden was in the running with all the countries for the most gold medals won.
So you said that he's going to light the Olympic cauldron, right?
Yep.
So, like, who's lighting the torch that he's going to light the cauldron with?
We do that in the back room and get it.
So, like, could me and Ryan maybe take participate in that?
Oh, sure. We need somebody with a
big
lighter to.
I'll do it. I'm in on that. That's exciting.
It's going to be fun. So Eric's gonna have a group of folks leading him down the road and kind of clearing the way so he can get in with the torch. And it's a group of special folks from one of our local movies, or not local movies, but popular movies going on right now. So you might want to get down. One guy's first name is Darth. So if you're interested in seeing those guys marching down the street, kind of clearing the way for Eric as he brings the torch in. And he'll be followed by about 52 elementary students from the area that won Olympic Ideal Award winners from their schools. So these kids are going to come down. We're going to recognize them on the stage.
Including my son's school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was funny. So I'm a bit older than Ryan is, and we were talking about Eric Heiden, and the year he won all those medals, it wasn't just the way he did it. He was physically dominant and a physical specimen at that. I mean, I can't remember how many articles and video montages that had about just the size of his legs. It was amazing.
They were huge.
Yeah,
huge.
It was amazing. Yeah. Bigger than most people's waists.
Yeah, the guy was amazing. It was an amazing performance. The cool thing, if you've ever been to Lake Placid, is that the rink is the racetrack is still there where he competes, and every winter they ice it up. It's in the front yard of the high school. It's super cool.
That is
cool. And there's people speed skating in the front yard of the high school.
See, it'd be cool if we had ice down the Tejon and he could just skate down, do one of a just a quick demo.
We thought about it. It went through our minds, but obviously the temperatures, what are we at, 4 degrees today?
And, yeah, exactly.
And
it'd have been a bit slushy.
60 in 2 days. So.
Yeah.
Right. Let's hope for 60 on February 9th. Jeff Mosier joining us from the Sports Corp. So you said that was about 520, 530?
528, he should be lighting the cauldron.
Okay. So, so after that, what is there for people to partake in while after that?
It's going to be great. Like we mentioned, there's a lot of sports that are they're going to have booths down there. Taekwondo's down there, and that's a Korean sport. So we're kind of highlighting them because it is a Korean sport, and we're going to have a Korean theme to this event. USA Boxing, USA Wrestling is going to be down there. USA Karate, who's a new Olympic sport, they're going to be down there. We're going to have some athletes down there signing autographs. So there's a bunch of athlete booths, but if you go down to Tejon, somewhere between Pikes Peak and Kiowa, you should be able to see some snowmobiles flying through the air and some four-wheelers flying through the air.
Oh, so yeah.
We've got some jumpers down there that'll be having a great time and showing off for the crowd. So that's always a big fan favorite.
Yeah, and you guys got stuff lined up. Obviously, you know, weather permitting, let's just go with the best-case scenario here as far as weather. You guys are prepared to be there till what, 10 o'clock at night? So this thing's going to be going on all evening.
Yep. We'll wrap it up at 10 o'clock. We've got a big what we call our cultural stage, and that'll be a lot of Korean traditional performers, dance and drummers and singers and taekwondo for sports. Mm. It's going to be a blast. So come on down and just have a fun time. We've got food vendors that'll be down there and all sorts of people giving stuff away and having a great time.
And because I like to give our listeners kind of the life hack, if you will, give us the best place to park, mm-hmm. the best time to come down. When is it going to be, but you know, just between us, when is it going to get to the point where it would be more difficult to get downtown? What, 5 o'clock probably?
Well, you want
to be
there? Yeah, obviously then? People are getting out of work at 5. Yeah. The event starts at 5. We've got Colorado closed down. We've got Pikes Peak closed down. We've got Tejon closed down. So it's going to get a little crowded, but there's ramps right there all the way around.
Right.
So obviously the ramp on Colorado and Nevada is going to be a popular one, so there may or may not be parking there. We have all the parking around Pioneers Museum is going to be taken, so that's not an option for folks. So probably the north end is going to be a little bit better over on Cascade and Bijou. There's a ramp up there that'll be really good. There is a big event. Galaxy Fest is taking place at Antlers Hotel, so their parking ramp will be full. And Chinese New Year's is taking place over at the City Auditorium. So it is going to be a busy time downtown.
Right. Well, the nice thing is, though, that you know, you get somewhere near downtown. I mean, it's not like other downtowns. Like if you park somewhere near downtown, it's just a couple of blocks, and then you'll be right in the middle of everything. So
yeah, within 2 blocks of the event, you can find free parking. Just walk down the street and hang out, grab yourself some. There's some free drinks that are going to be given out.
Right,
downtown.
I was going to say I see hot chocolate stations.
Yep, we're going to have some stations set up. Some of our local downtown businesses that sell product are going to stay open a little late and be able to sell us some hot chocolate. We also have something new. We've got burn barrels we're going to have downtown. So there's actually going to be open flames to keep you warm.
Oh, nice.
So you can walk up.
Those
to
are the warming stations in the streets.
Exactly. Warming stations in the streets. So we want to thank the CSC, the fire department, Colorado Springs, for allowing us to.
Are they going to stand there, stand by?
We do have somebody at each station.
Okay, so that's smart.
Yeah. But most of downtown's concrete and asphalt, so it shouldn't go.
That is true. Haydn could actually light the torch in one of the warming stations.
Well, that'd put you out of a job.
I know. I'm excited. I really want to do that. It's not a joke.
And obviously the most important thing, we will be down there. Brock, we're going to do the show, and then obviously we're not doing the show till 10, so we'll be around. Eric's will probably pop by, and we'll talk to him, and then hopefully we'll get some of the athletes on the show as well, but we'll have goodies and stuff for people to come by and see us. And then Grant and our buddies from Channel 5 will be down there. Obviously, they're the TV home for the Olympics, so it'll be a lot of fun. Again, February 9th. Everything got to be there before 5 because that's when everything gets going. And then Sports Corp's website for more info if we, for some reason,
so
we
you can actually
everything.
Go to OlympicDowntownCelebration.org.
Oh, perfect.
And that'll take you straight to the website with information on this particular event. So, we hope everybody comes down and has a great time. Dress warm. We do have warming stations, but it's going to be a fun time hanging out, and they've been a huge success. We're looking at maybe 8,000 people to show up.
Wow. It's going to be awesome. And in your title, it's Special Projects Manager. This is certainly a special project. How long have you been working on this?
So this one, this 2 years for this project.
2 years yep. in the yep. making.
So some of the ideas we start with don't come to fruition. So
right.
the 10-story ski ramp didn't end up happening.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
We do have a ski ramp coming in, though. So if you do want to ski or snowboard, it's short. It works like
cool.
a treadmill, and you can jump on that. And that's courtesy of Ski Max here in town. So
oh,
we're
very
excited
cool.
about them coming. And the U.S. Snow and Ski Board Foundation is going to be there selling gear. So if you want to get a U.S. Team USA shirt from them or from the Olympic store, they'll be in town.
And the conditions on the slope is probably pretty much the same as it is in the mountains right now.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's going to be a blast. We're really looking forward to being down there and to kind of, in our own small way, be a part of it. And, it's a perfect way to kick off the Olympic season. Every year you get excited about the Olympics, and then before you know it, they're gone. So make sure that you – take advantage of every opportunity to get in the Olympic spirit, and it starts with the PyeongChang Olympic Downtown Celebration in downtown Colorado Springs, February 9th. Jeff Mosier, thanks so much.
Yeah, wear your red, white, and blue.
Yep, got to do
USA.
That. Got to do that as well. And we are also going to have Eric Heiden himself on the show later this week, so make sure you keep your ears out for that.